So the feeling going into it, you know, this is my second time doing a preseason, so you just got to go and try to make it not as pressuring on yourself. You know, just go out there and play football. If you've been doing it for a long time, just continue to do the same thing.
Take us through the touchdown, please.
Oh, man, I came in and ran a basically a go route from the slot, and Devlin threw a great ball. I looked back, didn't see it at first, and all of a sudden saw it. Stuck out my hands, and God blessed me with the catch.
Do you feel like you've shown the coaches the consistency that they're looking for?
I hope so. You know, I hope that I have, and that I've been making plays throughout this camp. Like I say, I think I have, but it's not really up to me. It's up to the coaches.
You guys build some sort of camaraderie over, you know, camp and so forth, and you know that 22 guys will not be here come Saturday at 6 p.m. Just talk about that whole dynamic of the business.
You know what? It kind of sucks because, you know, you get to become really good friends with a lot of guys, develop some friendships that really kind of last you, you know, throughout your whole life. So it's a part of the process that you just have to go through. And really what you got to know is that if you are one of those guys, like I did last year, something my family's always said, you know, sunrise tomorrow. And, you know, if you get another opportunity, make sure you make it count.
How far has this offense come over the past 5 season games?
Oh, man, you know, we've come a lot. We definitely with our communication. But we still have a lot of work to do. We want to improve every week. And, you know, if God bless that I make it to the 53, we want to, you know, make sure that we continue to grow in the offense and continue to have camaraderie with each other. Of course, you know, you always want to play another game in preseason and get another opportunity to shine, another opportunity to make a play. It's definitely a great feeling.
I'm sure you did already, but can you talk about that catch here at the end?
You know, I came in, ran like a go route from the slot, and beat the DB, and I looked up and didn't see it at first, and Devlin threw a perfect strike. You know, caught me in stride, high stepped it in the end zone, and it was more like a you know, God blessed me with the hands that I have and with the ball that Devlin threw. He threw a great ball and high stepped into the end zone.
Can a play like that make a difference for a guy getting on the roster, or do you feel like the coaches already kind of know where they're going?
You know, like I say, I can't really make that decision or that I can't really answer it because I don't know how they think. I hope it can make a change or if I wasn't already considered. So. Really, you just got to, you know, pray for the best and be glad of your opportunity that you got.